The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend and colleague, producer, engineer, Ray Allen. Ray on the other side of the glass, making sure everything is ready to go. And he's given me the thumbs up. We're launched with another edition of the Buckmaster Show, Thursday, September 27th, 2018. We'll probably get some of the remnants of Hurricane Rosa, which will be, by the time it hits central Baja, downgraded to probably a tropical storm or maybe even a tropical depression. But we'll get some rain out of it, and that's pretty typical. We usually get some rain events from these tropical disturbances in September and October. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We have our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Many people listen to this program through the podcasts. We make it very easy for our listeners, the 24/7 service at buckmastershow.com. It's up there whenever you're ready to listen to a program, make it very user-friendly. If you're listening live right now and would like to call in, 790-2040, and every other month we bring in the superintendent of the Tucson Unified School District, Dr. Gabriel Trujillo. TUSD is the largest school district in southern Arizona. Dr. Trujillo, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. And the school year now is a little over a month, and no major concerns with school. Is that pretty much where we're at?
It has been a wonderful opening season here, a great first 30 to 40 days of the school year. Minimal issues, smooth opening. We're feeling pretty good as we head into the end of the first quarter.
Now, I received, along with all property tax owners, my tax bill, and I am in the TUSD jurisdiction, and my yearly tax bill for the TUSD portion went up about $300. So that's like, we pay like a lot of people do, kind of on a six-month program. So that's a $150 extra that will have to be paid to property taxes. Can you explain, and it's kind of complicated, but if you can kind of give us the bottom line on why it went up.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up. We've been getting some inquiries also by email into the superintendent's office and then through the district. A couple things that are noteworthy. Number one, the tax levy for desegregation, it's not a new tax, nor is it an increase on our end. In fact, the total TUSD tax rate, including the DSEG levy, has actually not increased. It actually decreased over last year's rate by 0.05 per every $1,000 of assessed value. Now, if an individual's taxpayer's total property rate has increased over the last year, it is due to factors other than our own TUSD tax levy. And those factors include increased in assessed values and changes in tax levies for other entities other than us, the Tucson Unified School District. And the county, of course, requires that we separately list the portion of a school district's property tax levy that is funding for desegregation programming. So that's kind of the quick answer to that in terms of, as taxpayers have received their statements, I wanted to make sure that we were clear about that.
And there was a change in the state that made this is kind of why this is happening, right?
Yeah, of course, there was the very controversial move by the legislature at the end of the last session earlier this summer, late spring, where the desegregation levy was, of course, moved out of the primary tax rate into the secondary tax rate, which is controversial due to the fact that it was not the result of a ballot initiative, such as would be the case with a bond or an override.
So this is now in the county's hands, correct?
This is now in the county's hands. Mm-hmm. I think what's important to note that even if the state does not provide the additional state aid mm-hmm. required under ARS 15972 for whatever reason, it's not going to reduce the district's ability to meet the obligations under the court order this particular school year. So there will be time for the board to address this with the state before it really does impact our fiscal spending capacity with regard to the DSEG order.
And the DSEG order is now in year, whatever, 30-something. Yes. What can you tell us about that at this point?
Well, the big celebration is those of you who follow the desegregation case here in the Tucson Unified School District know the district was awarded partial unitary status, officially 50% done with court supervision. That is a big, big victory. Came to us on September 6th as a result of a federal court order issued by Judge Burry, federal court, that now we have been deemed 50% compliant with the order in its totality. Still a lot of work to do. That same order gave us a very comprehensive list of projects and initiatives and additional steps and analyses that we need to complete to inevitably file for full unitary status. We expect to be on a trajectory to do that in the next 12 to 14 months.
Let's talk about enrollment. It's been a difficult area. How is our enrollment right now, and is it still decreasing?
Unfortunately, Bill, though I do want to take this moment to say thank you to the over 44,000 families that continue to make the Tucson Unified School District their number one choice. Though I'm grateful and thankful for that, I'm still disappointed that this is the 11th year in a row that the district will be experiencing an enrollment decline. Right now, as it stands, we are mirroring the 1,200 student loss that we sustained at this time last year. So, important points. Yes, this is going to impact this year's budget. We are immediately drawing up plans to be able to sustain the loss of funding that come with that enrollment loss, and drawing up plans that absolutely do not touch the classroom, that do not touch or impact our instructional dollar, and that do not impact service to schools. So that's always a very, very difficult position to be in. But unfortunately, for the 11th straight year, this is the situation we are currently in.
Are there some areas where enrollment is looking a little better?
Yeah, and that's where the enrollment is a larger conversation. I have convened an immediate task force, an enrollment committee, if you will, comprised of, I feel, just some of the best and brightest leaders in the district in the areas of finance and in planning services and operations, some school-level representatives. We have some principals on that committee, some of our front office personnel that are on the front lines registering families and have a good read on why families leave us. We've got some counselors on that task force as well, and they're really going to do a deep dive and do a really, really comprehensive analysis about trends in our enrollment loss. Where are we more likely to lose students? At what grade levels? At what parts of the city? What times of the year? What are the predominant themes in terms of where kids go when they leave us? And I also think, Bill, that we also have to really come to grips with the reality that there are actually larger market forces and variables at play here that are influencing enrollment patterns, such as just simply an aging city of Tucson. We're seeing and we know that there are now fewer child-aged or school-aged children, family-aged couples that have children that are K-12 aged that are living inside of the TUSD zone. We see those couples and those families moving further to the outskirts for cheaper housing, more affordable housing. Those are all factors at play here that we really have to take a really, really serious look at.
We have so much to still cover with Dr. Trujillo, but we are going to take our break right here, 790-2040, if you would like to join us. Right now, I want to talk about my favorite bakery in town. I get hungry, Dr. Trujillo. About this time of day, like most people do, it is lunch hour, and I'm always ready for Mona's Danish Bakery. Do you like bakery goods?
I am a big Mona's fan.
Thank you.
I love their coffee, by the way.
This is totally unsolicited, folks. You do the coffee at Mona's. Oh, yeah.
It is delicious.
Yes, it is. And why not, when you stop by there, have the cup of coffee, maybe have a Danish Kringle for dessert, because you'll want to start with the sandwich. The bread came out of the oven just a few hours ago. Steve and the team there do such a great job. I don't know what time Steve wakes up, but it's got to be really early. Northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website. Mona's is listed there, a link at buckmastershow.com. A link to all of our great partners. I am so blessed to have such a great lineup of people who believe in the work we do here. We'll be right back.
At Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, you can landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, open it, close it, snooze it or choose it. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Kinetico, Long Realty, Mattress Firm, and Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. It's Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, the best home show ever built.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org, and remember to always start with trust.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies, as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we'll talk with Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. Joining me on the roundtable, Tim Steller and Joe Ferguson of the Arizona Daily Star. Matt Russell of Inside Tucson Business has Weekend Watch Buckmaster noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 1220. Dr. Gabriel Trujillo is with us. We try to bring him in at least every other month for an update on TUSD. We have not talked yet about security issues. There has been a big improvement in the security in the Tucson Unified. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest is we are 96% fully installed with the keyless entry systems at every main entrance of every TUSD school. Three or four more schools remain, and we are on a trajectory to have those three schools completed within the next couple of weeks. And I know sometimes our board, the focus of the public and the press is to focus on sometimes what the disagreements are and what goes wrong. They got this right, and they don't get that credit sometimes. They do come together for the things that matter, and this was a big one. Their approval to spend this money to make schools significantly safer for children and parents, so we do appreciate that.
They did come together also on literacy, didn't they?
They did a beautiful job of coming together on literacy. The board last spring approved the purchase of $2 million worth of digital wireless tablets to be distributed in every single K-3 classroom across the district, largely to give a lot of our students who don't have access an opportunity to digital resources at home or internet access to be able to, inside the classroom, connect to really game-changing literacy support software that ultimately helps kids read.
New information on performance trends. Now, the state, Arizona State Board of Education releases their latest A through F accountability system test results. What does it look like? Some preliminary results for Tucson Unified.
Thank you, Bill. I can speak very generally. We have received
the district's... And this is the first time this information is being put out there, really.
This is the first time we're talking about it. So breaking live on the Bill Buckmaster Show.
There you go.
Just a little over 24 hours ago, we did receive the district's school letter grade information, which I'm not at liberty to discuss on a school-by-school basis. The information is still embargoed until it goes public on October 6th. And obviously, our board members will get school-by-school information fairly quickly. But in general, I can say that the district's trajectory is a positive one. We're going to be congratulating almost 20 schools that improved their letter grade by one entire letter grade. I'm talking about schools that moved from F to D, D to C, C to B, or B to A. Mm. And that's a wonderful victory for us. We had our high schools leading the way, where a year ago our high schools were probably one of the biggest areas of concern. We now have every single one of our high schools, except for one, will be rated A, B, or C. So that is a wonderful victory for us as well. We had largely 46 schools keep and maintain their letter grade. But here's what's positive about that. Within the 46 that kept the same letter grade as last year, there were about 17 of those schools that were just one point away of actually moving up their letter grade. So a lot of reasons to celebrate. We were able to decrease the amount of DNF schools by almost five, which is definitely something that is a point of celebration. And we still have several appeals out there that are being worked out right now prior to the information going public. So good news overall for school letter grades that have just recently come in for performance in 17-18.
So if we have 81 schools and 20 showed improvement, that looks like about one out of four schools showing improvement.
That's going to be about one out of four schools actually raising their letter grade by one whole letter grade. So that's
very important.
Very positive. Very important to note that.
A lot of people very unhappy over at Sabino. Sabino was stripped of their high school baseball championship. And for people who have not been following this, I know that you made a direct appeal to the governing board that oversees high school athletics. What was the issue here?
We felt very strongly that the AIA was too punitive. I felt that their measures of discipline that were directed at the Sabino baseball program were excessively harsh. Sabino, of course, was subjected to an investigation based off of a parent complaint letter that was alleging violations of recruiting, violations of using ineligible athletes on the field throughout the season, expenditure violations. We, of course, at the direction of the AIA, had to conduct an internal investigation. We presented our findings to the governing board. We were able to substantiate a few of those allegations. We did present to the AIA, and I felt that the AIA came back with some recommendations for discipline, which included the stripping of the state title and the placement of the baseball program on probation, which rendered it ineligible to participate in this upcoming year's state tournament. We filed an immediate appeal. We appeared in person at the Arizona Interscholastic Association's executive board meeting back on September 12th, made our case. The ball didn't bounce our way there, Bill, unfortunately. We did walk out of there with one of our two ask fors. Our two ask fors were the immediate removal of the probation placed on the program and the immediate rewarding of the state championship to Sabino High School and the official designation of Sabino as state champion for 3A. The AIA wasn't willing to do that. They still withheld the state championship from Sabino, but they did grant our request to remove the probation.
That means in the upcoming baseball season, they will be able to participate.
They'll be able to make another run. Mm-hmm. And though we are disappointed in the overall outcome, we, of course, are dues-paying members of the AIA. We will abide by and respect the decision of the AIA Executive Board and ultimately move forward.
All right. Concerning the situation with dropouts, for the past 4 years, TUSD has teamed up with the mayor, who, by the way, will be my Friday Focus interview tomorrow here on the program. And I know there's been personal appeals to young people who have left school for whatever reason. You have joined the mayor and knocked on doors of people that maybe, and asking these young people, reconsider coming back to school. I know you haven't had the results that you want, but even if one individual decides to come back to school, I think that's important.
It is extremely important, and one of the things that we're doing in Tucson Unified is we're going to take the Steps to Success large-scale initiative, and we're going to move it to the high schools. So now we're going to move to a structure where every single high school will go out once every 9 weeks in vans, knock on the doors of their own kids that have left. I think Steps to Success will be more successful when we do it on a smaller scale, and it happens more frequently, 4 times throughout the year. But we'll always do the big district celebration in terms of the district level Steps to Success, because it is a community builder as well, to get folks like the mayor and business owners and board members and state legislators putting on the tennis shoes and getting out there on a Friday and knocking on doors. I think the other part of this conversation has been the dramatic expansion of credit recovery opportunities for academically behind students. Now with extended day programs going at all the high schools, it's easier than ever for Steps to Success students to come on back and get that high school diploma.
I bet they had a variety of reasons of why they are no longer attending school. A
lot of reasons, child care, economic reasons, students that are now becoming primary income and secondary income options for parents that are strapped economically, kids having to work schedules. And then you have the variable of being immature and not necessarily making the best decision, which is why we're here, to coach and mentor young people to get back on the right track.
Only about 2 minutes left, but this is, of course, a very important piece of the education scene. And the teachers, how are they feeling as this school year progresses?
I've been able to, in the first 40 days, get out to several schools, and I just love the spirit and the enthusiasm of our teachers. They are so loyal and they are so passionate about being a part of the TUSD community and serving the kids in their classroom. A lot of thank yous from them to the governing board for the passage of, I feel, one of the most lucrative and attractive salary packages coming out of last year.
And last year, I believe we had several hundred vacancies. We've cut that down to less than 100 in the classroom.
We opened with 81 vacancies.
81.
And that was a big improvement over the 117 that we opened with last year. Mm-hmm. And as we sit here, Bill, today, we're at 63. Mm. So we're doing a lot better in that department.
So overall, things there, of course, there are always going to be challenges, and that decreasing enrollment is one of the big ones. But this is very positive news, and again, for people just joining us, about 1/4 of the 81 school districts are showing academic performance trend improvement in the state's letter grades. And those specifics will be coming out in a few days, but that is kind of breaking news here on the program.
It's great news, yeah. 1/4 of our schools, to say that 1/4 of our schools were able to raise their letter grades by one, I think is a good testament to the work that the teachers are doing.
All right, Dr. Trujillo, we hope you have a great weekend coming up, and we'll have you back on in November. Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to returning, Bill.
Thanks.
Thank you.
A lot.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare, are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Thursday edition. This portion presented by a really beautiful area of the southwestern United States, and specifically the southwest corner of New Mexico.
If you've not been over to Silver City in Grant County, it's a beautiful area, and it's only about a three-hour drive from Tucson, and so that makes it very convenient, and this is a good time of year to visit. In the autumn, you have warm days and cool nights because of their 5,000-foot elevation, so lots to do over there. And the starting place is southwestnewmexico.org. That has all of the listing of the great places to stay, and there's several dozen recreation opportunities, and one of them is just kind of hanging out in historic Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Let's welcome now Republican Shelley Keis. Shelley is running against Andrea D'Alessandro, who is the incumbent state senator in District 2. Shelley, it's good to see you again.
It is good to see you as well, Bill. It's been fun watching all your travels on Facebook,
well,
too.
Well, I try to let all of my friends know where we are traveling, and we'll be traveling 2 weeks from tomorrow up to an area I have never been. I've been in 100 countries and every state in the United States, but Shelley, I've never been along the Central Oregon coast, and everybody says, you're going to really enjoy that.
You are in for a treat.
There you go. Well, how about your campaign? How is it going?
It is a very exciting campaign. As I have said before, Legislative District 2 is the most diverse district in the state of Arizona. From the produce down in Nogales to the vineyards to our cattle ranchers to our tourism, our arts, our retirement communities, our bedroom communities, like Saurita, our construction and mining. And then what's very near and dear to my heart, to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, the 162nd, our military and our aerospace.
Give us a footprint of the district. Generally, what is this? What are the geographical boundaries?
So, Legislative District 2 starts with 22nd Street, goes over and picks up Davis-Monthan, and then comes down through Saurita, Green Valley, and then all of Santa Cruz County.
So again, as you say, it's very diverse. You have a military presence, you have a retirement presence, you have a culturally a very rich area in Santa Cruz County. Now, between you and your opponent, do you see this as pretty much black and white, the issues?
You know what I do? My opponent is running on a national platform fundraising for state candidates, and I think our local constituents have suffered for that. And so I am a very different candidate, working locally with our brokers down in Nogales, working with our military here at Davis-Monthan. I am a member of the Business and Industry Council for Career and Technical Education. So I've been supporting our community as a civic leader for quite some time, and I want to translate that into being able to represent our community in Phoenix.
Tell our listeners a bit about your very diverse business background.
Well, I have been blessed with the excitement of being a business owner for a couple of decades now. I started my career, Bill, as a teacher, a high school teacher, and a volleyball and track coach. I've also taught at the junior college level, the university level, as well as I spent 12 years teaching in the MBA program for Webster University.
Mm-hmm.
I started my business in consulting, training, and facilitation, and I've had the opportunity to work in numerous government agencies. I've worked at all cabinet level agencies, as well as in some large private corporations. I've worked for one of the four premier diversified manufacturers all over the world. I actually traveled with that client throughout Europe, Asia Pac, and throughout the United States and Latin America. I am a problem solver. So the purpose of my business is to work with organizations and help them identify what's working, what's not working, who's in the right seat, who needs to maybe be in another seat, and look at ways to do business improvement services. What I was most excited to hear from Dr. Trujillo, did I say that correctly?
Dr. Trujillo, correct.
Dr. Trujillo, when he spoke earlier on your interview with him about doing a deep dive into the data analytics as to why our children are leaving schools. Dropouts, it's a huge issue.
It is.
And to look at our school enrollment to find out why children are leaving, where they're going, what are the issues, that's data analytics. And that's my area of expertise. I spend a lot of time teaching data analytics and also working with organizations in data analytics. So I've worked, for example, with VA hospitals from New York to San Diego, from Seattle to Miami. I've worked with the NYPD. And one of the things that we always come back to is we look at why is something happening. And that's what I heard Dr. Trujillo say, that they wanted to find out the why. Because you can't start to fix something till you know what is really wrong.
Tell me how all of that will translate if you are elected to go up to Phoenix.
Well, I'm going to say when I am elected to go to Phoenix, what I'll be able to do is take those skills that I have learned in my business and apply them to a look at our budget, to looking at our state resources. What are we doing with taxpayer money? We will be able to discuss issues like accountability, transparency. I ask those hard questions of where did it go to? How did it get there? Is it the best place for that? And those are the things that I want to take up to Phoenix. One of the things that we're talking about right now is I met with the brokers and they said, you know, our problem is we just don't have enough staff at the Port of Mariposa. Now, that's not a state problem I can solve, but I can work with federal, with CBP. I can work with them to address that. They're having a difficult time hiring. So why are they having a difficult time hiring? And some of it has to do with the background checks. So everything has a lot of if this, then that. And so it takes a lot of digging down that deep dive and doing the root cause analysis and then going after it and getting it fixed.
We're speaking with Shelley Kai. Shelley is a Republican. She is running for state senate in the legislative district number 2. And I know you've talked with a lot of people in the district. And is there one issue that emerges when you talk to people?
One of the issues that I have raised to my level of criticality is the issue of the IOI, which is the International Outflow Intercept, basically the sewer pipe that runs from Nogales, Sonora to Rio Rico is processed. In 2008, the Corps of Engineers made a determination that it was at dangerous levels and that it was a hazard. We have not done anything about it. They've started moving. People realize what an environmental disaster that would be. And that affects everybody right up to Maricopa County. So while that, again, is a federal issue, it's something that I talked about when I ran for this seat in 2016 as my number one priority, what I would have been working on November 9th, 2016. Well, I'm not going to stop working on that. And of course, to all of the teachers who are out there, I'm going to work for teachers. Now, candidates had been asked to sign a pledge, and I'm not going to make a promise that I can't keep. When you looked at the four criteria for that pledge, I don't know any legislator who could keep that promise. So I'm going to Phoenix to tell folks how we can work together and to get things done. And that, as a member of the majority party, I will have a voice at the table and be able to secure legislation and put our community first.
You don't really feel, though, that pledge, that anyone can really guarantee that pledge.
Well, if you're not a member of the majority party, you can sign the pledge, but you can't get anything done with it. If you are a member of the majority party and you sign the pledge, but you can't get the governor to sign it, then all you've done is you've just thrown words into the air. But I called out at my Clean Elections debate the other night, and I said, Joe Thomas, AEA, AEU, I will be working with all of you. I support teachers. I will do the work that we need to get done in Phoenix.
Where can people find out more about your background? You did articulate what you have done. You've had this extensive background, and you have a website that folks can go to.
Yes, my website is KAIS, K-A-I-S, the number 4, AZ.com.
And this campaign, how has it been different than the campaign you ran for Congress?
Well, I think the biggest difference is the difference from 2016, mm-hmm. because what we've seen is that people, particularly down in Santa Cruz County, have come to the realization that it's not just about party, it's about the person. And they're starting to understand that it's important to have somebody that will work for our community first and be able to get things done for them in Phoenix.
All right. We've been speaking with Shelley KAIS, who is a Republican running for state Senate in District number 2. Thank you very much, Shelley.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to see you.
A pleasure. Thank you. Be right back.
Hey, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's that time. U of A tailgating. Wow, the mall is smoking. Hey, weren't you just here for the Festival of Books? You're,
Dave Barry.
Mmm, the food at this tent is a real work of art. Wait, aren't you?
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Hey, save me some of that tri-tip. That's my priority. Wait, you're?
Chris Edwards.
I saw you at a block party in Buffalo.
John Fina.
Hey, you can join the party too. Arizona Party Rental, your celebration destination. Online at arizonapartyrental.net.
At Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, you can landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, open it, close it, snooze it or choose it. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Kinetico, Long Realty, Mattress Firm, and Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. It's Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, the best home show ever built.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I want to tell you about all the exciting things going on at Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Green Things is now the home of Zocalo. Zocalo Village. Come tour the five shops at Zocalo Village at Green Things. Finish your visit to the gallery and have a complimentary, at the complimentary wine bar at Zocalo Village, that grand opening event at Green Things, running through November 15th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Special invitation to all of our Green Things customers. And, of course, this is a perfect time of year to do all of your get your gardening supplies like I did last Saturday over at Green Things. And all of my geraniums are doing very well. They always do well from Green Things because they were grown there at Green Things. Let's talk about the upcoming home show, the Saba Home Show. These are such popular events in the spring and fall. The fall event is coming up with more than 300 exhibitors, and the show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. With us on the Buckmaster Show live line, Jennifer Bailey. Jennifer is the Saba Home Show manager. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing real well. Tell us about how this show is going to be lining up and what are some of the highlights we can expect at the home show in the fall.
Sure. I want to thank my sponsors first, the Connecticut Mattress Firm, Long Realty, and Russet Southwest Corporation. They're always such a tremendous support for this show, and we couldn't do it without you. We have a couple of really new and fun things that I want to mention is Harlow Gardens is going to be coming out and doing some stage presentations. So if you have a project in the works for your outdoor garden, just bring some pictures and ideas, and they'll have some experts there to answer questions in their booth, and they'll be doing some stage presentations. We are going to have TEP back. They're going to be giving away over, I think it's 600 trees and LED lights. So each day, come and sign up, and you can get a tree. On Saturday, we're going to have Family Fun Day, and we're going to have the Tucson Face Painters there, and also Jed Dodds from the Reed Park Zoo. He'll be bringing some animals with him. So those are just some highlights I'd love to share.
And what about Family Day? Is that going to, well, that, I guess that's Saturday, right? The Family Day?
Yeah, that's Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about the,
I
was going to say, one of my places that I like to support is Pima Animal Care Center. Are they involved this year with the show, Jennifer?
They sure are. So people can come and leave with a friendly new pet. So they'll have lots of dogs. I don't know if they're going to have kittens or anything, but I know that they usually bring all the dogs in every day, and they're excited to see and meet their potential owners.
Can you give us a little bit of insight? What's kind of the backroom story of how do you put this huge show together? It's pretty much a year-round deal planning for this, isn't it, Jennifer?
It is. Once the show is complete, we start on the next show, because exhibitors start signing up at the current show for the next show. So we start talking about their booth space, what their new ideas will be. Can we do something different with, you know, stage presentations? So it is a year-round thing, and it takes, you know, the right now we're in the craziness. So, mm-hmm. you know, people are coming and they're picking up their packets and their badges and putting, you know, distributing their tickets to their customers and having a lot of last minute questions before they start loading in their booths at the TCC.
One of the, you've got a Tucson-based organization that has some of these really organic jams and jellies that looks like it's going to be a fun booth. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, they're new in our show, We Be Jammin'. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a cute name. And they're going to be upstairs in the ballroom. And I can tell you, the few times that I've met with her, she's a really great fun person to meet. I can't remember their booth number. I do know that they're upstairs in the ballroom. One of their popular ones is bacon jam.
Huh.
So I guess it's made from bacon, and they also have organic coffee, onions, garlic, and other spices. We also have Tailored Steel. They're new, and they do those shipping containers.
Yeah.
And they make tiny rooms out of them or office spaces. They're going to have one outdoors on the west side as you walk into the show. They'll also be upstairs in the ballroom to answer questions out of their booth. And they'll have some, you know, displays there so you can see what they do. It's kind of fun.
Is the slot machine store coming back?
They are. They're going to have, he's got a really fun booth. You can actually go down into the booth and play their old arcade games and, you know, like Pac-Man. And then he's got a pool. I think they have a pool table and the pinball machine. They've got a lot of fun stuff in their booth.
I heard Fitz is going to be involved this year. Is it Sunday? David Fitzsimmons will be at the...
Yeah. Yep, he'll be down there at the show at 1:30. He's going to be doing character drawings and just a lot of fun to benefit Ben's Bells, who will be there as well, just on Saturday with their pop-up store. But Fitz will be there doing character drawings to benefit Ben's Bells.
That's very cool. Fitz always is giving so much to the community. How about the hot tub scene? Are they going to be represented?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of fun different arrays of anything from hot tubs and then the jacuzzis. And so I don't know the terminology correctly, but Evergreen soft tubs will be there. They have a large, portable, energy-efficient hot tub, and you can put them on decks and roofs. But we also have sunset spas. They'll be, you know, showcasing their jacuzzi, their hot tubs out there. And Presidential is part of Sunset, and they're going to be there. And then we've got Tough Spas. So we've got a lot of choices for you to come out and see.
Well, when you think about it, isn't Tucson kind of the perfect place for hot tubs? My goodness.
This, yes, I mean, you know, and it's getting into the season of that.
We're the year-round hot tub destination, I'll tell you. Let's go over some of the particulars now about the event, the times, the parking, and all of that. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay. Tickets are $8. You can go onto our website and purchase them ahead of time. There are coupons online as well at sabahomeshow.com. Tickets are per person $8, but like I said, you can find coupons around town online. And 65 and older seniors can get half off tickets all weekend long. Military is half off all weekend long. Kids 12 and younger are free. The parking is free. So we're making it really easy for you to come to the show.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, it's 10 to 6, and Sunday the show is 10 to 5.
So people can't say, oh, the parking's a hassle, and I got to pay all this money for parking. That's taken care of. It's free.
Yep. You can come and walk around and then end up outside and get your lunch from one of the food trucks that we'll have out there, and there's a big... variety, so you can't,
Can't go wrong.
On that as well. Yeah. Can't go wrong.
There you go. All right, Jennifer Bailey, home show director, a big job ahead of you, but you're up to the occasion and got it all under control, it sounds like. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Jennifer Bailey, home show director. The home show is coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend. That's October 5th, 6th, and 7th. That'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow we have Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild, and then we're going to talk politics on our roundtable. We've got Tim Steller is going to be here. Joe Ferguson, who participated in that event on Channel 6, that gubernatorial event. We'll get some of his impressions as well. So always fun on Friday. I like to say it's kind of the fastest hour in radio on our Friday show. I'm Bill Buckmaster, Ray Allen ably assisting me on the other side of the glass, and together we hope you have a great afternoon and evening. See you tomorrow.